From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Michael Taylor reading Nightwalker, Book 3, Trip to Paradise, by John Randolph Bryce. Now, let's begin with Trip to Paradise, Book 3 in the Nightwalker series. Chapter 1. The bad news was that he was an outlaw, wanted now by the federal command throughout the clear areas of what remained of the United States. The good news was that he was free. So far. John Wolfe walked cross-country through the rocks and canyons of the increasingly dry land along the border between Wyoming and Utah. As far as he could determine, he had left the Wyoming clear area behind and was now in one of the red zones where radiation contamination was too dangerous for human habitation. In truth, Wolfe would gladly have stayed in the safer clear area behind him if it were not for the knowledge that he was, or very soon would be, declared an outlaw by the federal command. After the exchange of nuclear weapons between the United States and the coalition of China, India, and North Korea, Wolfe hid for the better part of a year inside an abandoned mine tunnel. He stayed there until he ran out of the food that had been in the cargo he'd been carrying as a long-haul trucker. That, and the water that seeped from the tunnel wall, sustained him. When Wolfe finally emerged, both he and the world around him were drastically changed. He himself was unusually strong, perhaps due to radiation causing changes in the water, or possibly as a result of some chemical action, and his eyes no longer dilated normally. He could see perfectly well at night now, but during the day was blinded by sunlight unless he wore the welding goggles that he had found in an old service station. And, perhaps understandably, his hair had turned completely white. Much more than the...